Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile.
With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, to get 30, to get 20, 20, 20, to get 20, 20, to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
A uniquely shaped home on the outskirts of Christchurch, which has more than a passing resemblance to a classic UFO spaceship, has been awarded heritage protection. It's the Futuro home in Ohoka. It's been recognised by Heritage New Zealand as a Category 1 historic place. It belongs to Futuro aficionado Nick McCoyd, and Nick joins me on the line now. Kia ora.
Hey, how are you going?
Going great. Congrats on the listing, first of all. You've been working on this for a while?
Yeah, well, it kind of just fell into place, really. It wasn't something I was actually looking to get into. But one of the people from Heritage New Zealand actually stayed at the property. And then we got talking about, you know, oh, is this actually, you know, something that's worth preserving? And then one thing led to another, and now we're here.
What's the history of Futuro Homes? It'll ring a bell for many people.
Okay, so they made one a month for 12 months in 1974, and they were initially made for the Commonwealth Games back then that were held in Christchurch. Mm-hmm. And then they just sort of spread off around the country and pretty much got abandoned by most people, and now they're only just starting to come back into people's memory and people want to restore them and actually check them out, and that's why I made this business.
You must be well practiced at describing what the home actually looks like. I mean, to me, it looks kind of like something out of the Jetsons. How do you go about telling people, painting a picture in people's mind's eye?
It really is just like that stereotypical 1950s sci-fi UFO that you'd see floating around. It's just, yeah, I don't even know how to explain it half the time. A lot of people think I'm crazy when I'm... I'm just like, look at the photos on Facebook. You'll be all good.
Exactly, yeah. Look at the photo. Honestly, with this one, it's seeing is believing. So how did you come to own one?
It's a massive story, but the long story short, after the Christchurch earthquakes, you know, everything was different. Mm. Like, you know, everyone was sort of trying to figure their lives out. And I just remember seeing one of these stored at a storage place. And one thing led to another, and I remembered seeing one as a kid. And I just ended up buying five of them over the next, like, 6 years. Mm. And it all started from then. And my dad used to drive us past one as a kid, and I was obsessed. And, yeah, I don't know, it was like a childhood core memory.
Do you live in it, or is it rented out, or is it an antique? Is it meant to sort of be untouched?
Nah, so it's an Airbnb. So
right.
It's kind of bizarre. Like, it's this protected Category 1 site, but everyone gets to go and see it. And that's sort of part of the magic of it, really. Like, it's just so cool, but everyone can actually go in and have a private experience there as well.
What's the reaction of people when they, I suppose particularly overseas tourists, when they sort of come and, I mean, do you tell them about the history of these houses and stuff like that?
So on the walls, like in the games room, which is another building on the property, mm-hmm. it's got all of the history of that. So, right. You know, instead of me talking about it all the time, I just tell them, oh, just have a good read of that.
have you stayed in there though?
Have I stayed in there?
Yeah, yeah.
Oh, yeah, yes, many times, yeah.
What's it like? Is it disorienting compared to a standard, you know, square or rectangular property?
It's like, it's just so hard to explain. You should just come out and check it out.
Nice. No, good work. That's good. Can't hustle a hustler. No, I like that. The name, Area 51 Futuro House, is there any wider meaning to that?
Well, you know, it's just a, you know, cheesy Area 51. It's a spaceship. Like, you know, it's fun. And that's sort of why I went with that, even though the architect would probably hate it. But it's a different story.
It's an interesting thing to sort of reflect on, isn't it? Because it may be, I mean, looking at the photo, it isn't necessarily what might immediately spring to mind when you say the words historic place. But it is an historic place. It's 50 years old. It's super distinctive. It has an amazing story to it. Maybe, you know, buildings like this will change people's perspectives on what is actually architecturally important and how that changes over the years.
Oh, totally. Like, it's insane, really, like all the feedback I've had about this getting a Category 1 listing. But I don't even know how to explain it in the short time we have, but it's just like a technological marvel from, you know, 50 years ago that should have really been like a big hit, but unfortunately, you know, that didn't come to be. So, yeah, it's just amazing that it's actually finally being recognized for like how awesome it really is.
Finally this evening, Nick, our recurring theme tonight has been go-to karaoke songs, and I hear you're a bit of an ABBA man.
Oh, I mean, if you're at a karaoke bar and ABBA comes on, everyone's up dancing, so yeah, that would definitely be my pick.
So, well, in keeping very loosely, in keeping with the space theme, then we have Super Trooper to send us to the Pips, Nick McCoy. It's been great chatting to you this evening. Thanks for your time.
Thanks for having me.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house, with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. WarbyParker.com/covered.